Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Your friend not a fan? Oh. Am I on the radio? Gosh, who would have thunk it? We are coming live from, what's the name of this place? Lovely, in Macclesfield. It's haunted, guys. You can watch us on Periscope, and we will talk and discuss more after the news.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Thank you, Ashington. Good evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. Hopefully you can hear us loud and clear. We are coming live from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. Now, the Bait Hall, what's that? It's only Britain's most haunted boozer. About a month ago, we saw a story in the newspaper about a guy called Sean who runs this pub, and it had, I think, 14 ghosts in there. We kind of thought, you know, I'm not sure. And we got him on the phone. And he was absolutely delightful, totally buys into this ghost thing. And he sounded so nice and so genuine that we thought, you know what? What would be better than a little outing to Sean's boozer? So here we are. And we've got a posse with us. It's two blokes. It's two blokes. And the missus. She's doing the Tesco shopping over there. We've got Dom and we've got Mark with us, and maybe we'll hear from them a little bit later on. But, before we delve into the supernatural, the spooky... Oh, and by the way, Catherine, you're being sent upstairs on your own, and you're going to sit on a haunted stool.
What?
For 10 minutes. Well, you know, the haunted stool, that's happening later on. But, before that, by the way, you can still call in. In fact, we need you to call in, even though we're miles and miles away. Ed is in the studio. Good evening, Ed.
Evening.
Wow, that was speedy.
Very swift.
That's New Zealand for you. You can shut it now.
Yeah.
You can still call in. New phone number. Cheaper phone number. Oh, I've written it down. Hang on. It's only one number that's changed, and I still can't remember it. 0344 499 1000. So you get the 8, you take that out, and you put the cheaper 3 in. So you can call in about this, and you can call in about any of the normal stuff that you want to call in about. But I'm getting ahead of myself. If you listened to Friday's show, the last half an hour of Friday's show, it was bloody horrible, if I'm completely honest. You would have heard Jerry, who is a regular caller to the show, and his Parkinson's, he'd fallen on the floor in his care home, and he was in a terrible state. And we listened agog for about 30 minutes, while very little was done to help him. I then phoned up the care home a couple of times immediately after the show, and I had one of the nurses say to me, "Listen, pal, I don't have to tell you anything." Wow, thanks, ma'am. Anyway, things are afoot, and we're going to talk to Jerry longer tomorrow. But I know loads of you have been worried, so we just wanted to prove to you that Jerry is not dead. You're not dead, are you, Jerry?
I want to be dancing naked up on the edge.
Don't go to the edge of anything. Don't go to the edge of your mind or the edge of the bed or anything. Just stay in the middle of the bed. Are you alive and well, Jerry?
I'm alive and well. Very alive.
Okay, brilliant. Because we had a lot of we had a lot of people worried about you over the weekend, and things are afoot. How much longer after the show did it take for you to get in, for them to put you in your bed?
About 10 minutes to lift you up. Listen, when they're talking to bed now, I can see. I mean,
hang on a minute, are you sure this is you, Jerry? Because I can understand every single word you're saying. What the hell is going on?
On your phone.
Oh, it's your new phone. I thought maybe the care home were so annoyed by our strong emails this weekend that they'd replaced you with Robo Jerry. Everything is fine here. There is nothing to see. Do not contact me again.
What's Macclesfield is.
I know. We're only half an hour away from you. Who'd have thought?
You
used to work
in Macclesfield.
Used to what?
Used to work in Macclesfield.
What did you do in Macclesfield?
As a mascot for the local independent station.
That sentence trailed off as he realised he was about to promote the competition. Jerry, listen, I'm going to let you go tonight because we got, you know, we're doing this whole spooky thing, and I don't want to. But you're okay, aren't you? And you're well.
Yeah, not ghost. I'm not ghost. Sorry, he's on the spot as a wheel.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Isn't that the most sexiest? Can we think of any other sexy scenes involving clay? I don't think so. But Jerry, listen, yeah. Is it all right if we have a proper chat tomorrow? If we'll kick off the show tomorrow and have a proper chat and talk about what happened over the weekend. Is that okay?
Okay, I'm going to try to get through the police cordon on the edge.
Don't go near the edge, for crying out loud. Jerry, listen, lots of people love you, man, and we'll speak to you tomorrow, all right?
Okay, thanks to Cass as well for everything she's done today.
I've done stuff as well, Jerry.
I know, thanks to you as well.
Listen, mate, don't worry. I'd rather we didn't have to, but we of course will stick up for you, mate. We're not going to let anyone treat you like that. And we'll have a chat tomorrow, and we'll talk about what's been happening.
Okay, we're counting Michael Jackson's Ghoulies.
Okay, thank you. But cut him off now. Cut him off. A lot has been happening behind the scenes with Jerry. A lot of emails have been flying back and forth. We're not going to name the care home because it would be inappropriate. We're waiting for them to get their side of the story all together. Stuff is happening. We're talking to Parkinson's UK. We are talking to the local MP. We're talking to the care quality. All of these people are being spoken to. So stuff is happening. We just thought we would address it at the start of the show, and tomorrow we'll give it a proper look. Does that sound fair enough? That sounds fair enough. Right, listen. Tonight is Halloween. It is very, very spooky. I've seen my boys dressed up as a zombie and a skeleton. tonight to go trick-or-treating. And Yabu sucks to all of you squares that think, oh, the trick-or-treating Halloween, it's so American and horrible. No, it's not. It's fun. It's fun. Kids getting to knock. I love it. Kids knocking on the door and you've got a big bucket of sweets and you say, put your hand in and grab what you can. I love it. It's wonderful. So tonight we are coming from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. If you're nearby, pop in. Are we shutting at 11 tonight, Sean? What time are we shutting? Oh, it's a late night, guys. It's a late night. We're here until 12. Well, we're here until 1, but if you want to come down, you'd be more than welcome to. It's a beautiful pub. Decorated. The pub is actually haunted. I don't know why they need to decorate it with these... Oh, killer clowns. If you're watching on Periscope, you can see Sean over there. We're going to have a word with Sean in a little bit and find out exactly what's been going on, exactly how long this has been happening and the stuff that him and his family have seen. Later on in the show, we're going to send Catherine upstairs to the most haunted part of the pub. And we had a little look upstairs earlier. It's amazing, an amazing old building with that what beautiful wonky staircase. It is...
The smell of 500 years of
hasn't it just? It's all very, very spooky. You can call in about all of this stuff, of course. You can call in about the usual nonsense as well, if you fancy. 03444991000. I may have put an extra 4 in there. 03444991000. Written it down, you see? I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So imagine you not only work, but you live in a pub. It's an old building. And when you're in bed at night, you can hear bumps and knocks. And you can hear all kinds of spooky goings on throughout the building. You learn the names of the ghosts. You can talk to them. You can communicate with them. Well, that is what is happening here live at Bait Hall in Macclesfield. It's the most haunted boozer in all of Britain. And if you're nearby, you're more than welcome to join us. I've never been to Macclesfield before. Catherine, this is kind of home territory for you, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. Cheshire's too posh for me.
Oh, is this a posh area where we are, guys?
No.
Okay, we're in the borders of posh. Have you got that strange echo in your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, it's easier if you take the headphones off. So, you can give us a call if you want. It's a new, cheaper phone number, guys. The TalkSport bosses, listen, 03444991000. 03444991000. It's cheaper. We still call you back as well. So, bonus. Tomorrow, I think, to celebrate the new phone number, we're going to do straight to air for the whole show. I think that's going to be the plan to do that. How are you feeling about going upstairs?
I'm all right.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be up there with Sean.
Sean's the one that's going to freak me out. If I went on my own, I'd be fine. But he's got a spooky way of telling stories.
He tells it brilliantly.
Yeah.
He also
antagonises ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts, but he antagonises...
He was up there calling a ghost a pussy. I thought, you can't do that. You can't do that, man. I'm not convinced I believe in them, but I certainly wouldn't go around calling them that.
Me neither.
That would be insane. Anyway, we'll be speaking to Sean in a little bit, and you can give us a call. 03444991000 is the phone number. Let's go to Alan. Evening, Alan.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 Alan. What you got for us?
Well, how was Performance Wing last night?
Oh, for goodness sakes, there's so much going on. We forgot to talk about it. Performance Wing last night was a huge success.
How did my intros go?
Your intros went down wonderfully, Alan. We got a round of applause each time we played them.
Oh, that's brilliant. And also, I died on 08444991000.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, I didn't know the number changed until you told me just now.
We didn't want you to know the number had changed. Yeah, it's like when your mum and dad... It's like when your mum and dad move house and they forget to tell you. It was that kind of vibe, Alan. We were hoping you'd shift on.
It's the radio equivalent of changing the locks.
Don't talk to me about locks. I had a problem with my locks today, Kath.
Oh, you never.
No, my key was broken too, so I couldn't get into my flat. So I had to call for a locksmith to change the lock.
And how much did that cost?
Free of charge.
Free? Shut up, man. That wasn't a locksmith. That was a burglar. For crying out loud.
It was with my housing association.
Well, oh, in that case, that's absolutely fine. Hey, listen, should we get... Sean, have you got... are you going to go out for a fag, or can we have a quick word? Come and have a quick word. Catherine, if you give Sean... the headphones. Sean is the landlord of this stunning pub. How long have you been here for, Sean?
2 years. Well, the seat's very warm.
Well, that's, Catherine has vacated it. 2 years. And when you took... And you live here as well?
I live here, yeah.
Did you know it was haunted when you moved in?
I was told it was.
Yeah.
But until you experience it, you don't believe.
Alan, do you believe in ghosts?
Well, I've seen Ghostbusters too many times.
Well, I think it's a little bit more... tell me, what was the first ghostly thing that you spotted, Sean?
The first I opened the pub.
Yeah.
21st of September, 2 years ago. Setting up the pub. Back doors open. Nice sunny day. A figure I thought was going to use my toilets. There was nobody there. That's the first experience.
Hang on, Alan, sorry, Sean. Alan, did you just drop one then?
No, I'm on my own in the pub.
Did you hear something, Sean?
I heard something there, yeah, definitely.
Alan, I'm going to cut you off. You can't fart when I'm talking to the landlord of the pub. Cut him off. Sorry, this is a serious... I'm to apologise. Alan just dropped his guts.
It's
a very frightening night. It is a very spooky night. And it kind of just carried on from there.
Yeah, it carried on from there. A week later, my wife had to tell a black figure to remove itself from the front of the television in the bedroom. My daughter has played with a young child.
Wow.
Hide and seek with him.
This is your four-year-old we met earlier on.
She's
adorable.
Nearly four.
Yeah, nearly four. Sorry,
nearly four.
Four in December.
But since then, escalated loud bangs.
Yeah.
Like a lorry coming through your building all the time.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It can be daytime, nighttime, whatever. And then since then, we've had, obviously, Saturday night just gone, a proper paranormal investigation with Inshore paranormal investigation team.
Yeah.
And the things that happened that night is unbelievable.
Go on, because it got... Quite violent, didn't it?
It got very violent, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. We've been told by the team not to goad the spirits.
Okay, why were you goading this? Why were you calling them a pussy when we were upstairs with you then?
The reason I say that is because of the stuff they put us through.
Right.
The loud bangs keeping us awake at night.
Yeah.
So we're told by a paranormal investigation team, do not goad them.
Yeah.
However, so my wife did it first.
Yeah.
And they were doing they have a table in the middle of the room with a half pint glass upside down.
Yeah.
So they put your fingers on it.
Oh, no. Even I know you're not supposed to mess with this kind of stuff.
Well, this is what they've done. So they put their fingers on it and it's moving slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
So my wife decided to goad him, and she had her, she got really hot round the throat.
Yeah.
She stepped back from the table and then back and then goaded him even more, and on camera was caught her dress was being pulled from the front.
Cheeky.
No movement from her.
Yeah.
But the dress was being pulled. But she came downstairs after this event happened, and she had finger marks round her throat where she was strangled.
Bloody hell.
By this guy.
Now, which one of this? Because you know the names of some of these ghosts, don't you?
I do. This is only through the Withinshaw paranormal team.
Right. So who have we got up there?
We've got Billy, obviously.
Obviously. I'm going to write these down because I'm going to refer to this later on. Billy, yes.
So, Billy.
Who's Billy?
Billy's the little boy.
Right.
That plays with my daughter. Hide and seek in the pub. And then we've got, we called him, we found it Richard.
Yeah.
Which is what, when Withenshaw came the first time to have a look at the pub, they got the name Richard.
Yeah.
After further investigation, they found out his name was James Richard Stopford, which is an Earl of County Wexford in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then from there we found out the name of the witch that was hung
the
here.
Name of the what, sorry?
The witch.
That was hung here?
Yeah.
They used to do hangings?
They used to hang people from this pub. They used to store the dead bodies in one of the rooms.
Oh, for goodness sakes. One of the rooms that you showed us earlier?
No.
No.
One of the other rooms.
Okay. What was the witch called?
Anne Osbaston.
Anne Osbaston. It's a good name, actually. Osbaston. Witch. I'm writing these down.
But she was one of the three witches of Macclesfield.
Right.
Or of, not of Macclesfield, of Cheshire.
So yeah.
This was all found out by the Withenshaw paranormal team.
Now, you've got some investigators upstairs now, haven't you?
I have.
They're doing some. They're filming some stuff for a TV show.
Yeah.
Have you had any updates from them yet? Have they come across anything, do you know?
Not at present. It's right. It's the same team that were here on Saturday.
Yeah.
Plus a medium who has brought the TV crew here.
Blimey. All right, listen, Sean. You go out and have your fag. I know priorities.
Yeah, he's not turned up yet, sorry. No.
But later on, I'm going to send you upstairs with Catherine. We're going to try and do it on speakerphone because we haven't got cable long enough. And if you could just point out some of the things that you pointed us out before, especially that writing on the wall that was particularly spooky. And then I thought it would be nice if we left Catherine up there.
Oh, absolutely. In the pitch black.
In the pitch black. Just for 10 minutes. Just to...
half an hour.
We'll have this recorder here so you can record, see if anything happens. And we'll just see if anything happens. Would that be all right if we did that later?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah. Sean, go on, out you go. We'll speak to you in a little bit.
Absolutely.
Thank you, mate.
Brilliant.
Do give us a call, 0344 499 1000. If you're in Macclesfield, we're open. It's open till midnight tonight. Come to the Bait Hoist. I mean, it's a stunning boozer anyway. Whatever you think about the ghosts and all of that stuff, it's a beautiful pub, and a proper old fashioned pub. It's nice. Let's go to Ray. Evening, Ray.
Am I there?
Hip hip hip, Ray. What kind of cake?
You're on all cake.
Thank you very much indeed, Ray.
There's a very long delay. It's about 3 seconds long. This is going to be fun.
Okay, let's see if you can ride it. Otherwise, I'm going to cut you off. Go on.
All right, fair enough. We've got a haunted hotel near us, but, you know, judging by what that guy's told us, it's, you know, nothing. Ours is nothing. Yeah, because this hotel is supposed to be haunted by Mary, Queen of Scots. And we stayed there one night, but sadly didn't see or hear anything.
Great story, Ray. Thanks very much for calling with that. 0344 499 1000. If you've ever been somewhere haunted but haven't seen anything, then you can give us a call and share that story. I tell you what I prefer to hear, actually, Kath. Cool. If people have been somewhere haunted and they have seen something.
That would be interesting.
Hey, hello, man. Who are you? Hello, Nick. How are you doing? You're right?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much indeed. You've come down to join us, which is very nice to see you here. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. We're here all night. I can hear something spooky happening. It's just some people laughing in the next door bar. It's not that spooky at all. But you never know. But you can also call us about nonsense and stuff as well. It's your usual type of show, and I think there is a slight delay on the line, and that's fine. Well, it will certainly curtail any spontaneous conversation. Don't worry about that. But we'll see what we can do. 0344 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation. Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. If you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We're doing the whole show from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, which is Britain's most haunted pub. If you want to watch it, you're more than welcome to. You can go to periscope.tv/Ian Lee, and you can watch us. And we've got Mark, we've got Dom, and you can't see, but over there we've got Nick, who's just joined us as well. And you're more than welcome. You wave. That's it. You're more than welcome. you're more than welcome to come and join us if you want. We're having a couple of technical issues, and yes, I think during the next break, Ed, we will turn it off and turn it on again and see how we get on. But I'm reminded, thank you, Alan, for reminding me. I should mention a performance ring that happened last night. We had 16,500 people watch it on Periscope. That's nuts. That's nuts. Yeah, honestly, it's insane, the whole evening. So for those who missed it, it was a performance night, a sort of kind of a talent night, a variety night, where all of the performers were you, dear listeners. It was you. You came along and you sang and you told jokes and showed short films. And it was, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really good. Everyone did brilliantly. And there were I know there were two or three acts that came off and were kicking themselves because it didn't quite go the way that they wanted it to go. But I wouldn't class that as a failure by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely not, and nor would the audience. That was the main thing that I took away from that night, the fact that everyone was so supportive. And actually, the people that had a few fluffs and stuff felt the love more, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because people were urging them on.
Everybody was willing everybody on, and everybody that got up on stage and had a go made it to the finishing line. So that was great. I tell you, we had a few people on Skype doing poetry and showing short films and stuff, and we had singing, and we had
magic.
We had magic, and I didn't realise that Magic Chris, who did the magic, that was the first time he's ever done it in front of an audience.
Yeah, I was talking to his girlfriend afterwards, and she was the one that urged him to come forward, because he's been just doing it by himself for about 10 years and would never have shown anyone if he hadn't heard that you were doing this night.
So,
and she sort of begged him to take it outside the house.
And he was brilliant. He'd never done it before. Never done it in front of an audience before, and it was great. It was absolutely great. And he was bricking himself, but he pulled it off, and it was superb. There was also, who was the young lad? Hassan?
Yes.
He was great.
Awesome.
I think we found, and we're not looking for superstars, I think we might have found one.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be huge. In fact, he's so good. We invited him on the show on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
He's coming in on Wednesday. He was brilliant. I mean...
I've asked him for something slightly less sweary.
Yes, very sweary.
But it was hilarious. I mean, I didn't stop laughing from the moment.
He's a little bit more experienced than some of the other acts. He's not professional by any stretch of the imagination, but he does go out and he goes gigging and he goes to comedy clubs and things like that. But he's going to come in on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I thought everyone was brilliant. I felt so proud of everyone for getting up and having a go. And one of the people who got up and had a go is Dana. Evening, Dana.
Oh, I've got a terrible voice. Evening, Ian. Evening, Cass. How are you?
Hello. Hip, hip, hip.
Now, Dana, there is a very... Hip, hip, hip. There is a slight delay on the line, so we will leave big gaps, and if you leave big gaps, we'll get there. But well done for your performance last night. We all thought you did brilliantly. Are you pleased with it?
Oh, I'm really pleased. I've got a bit of a cold, so I've got a bit... I was so excited last night that I've got no voice today. It was so much fun. I loved it, really. And the... meeting everyone and just, like you say, the love from the audience was so good. I want to do it again.
You are doing it again. You're doing it in February. At the age of the X Factor and the Pop Idol and Britain's Got Talent and all these competitive things where it's fun to laugh at people making mistakes. You know, we all like to laugh at people making mistakes, even though they're giving it their all. It was nice to be involved in something where there was no laughing. The people made mistakes, you know, some people make quite big mistakes. That wasn't, you know, no one was laughing and going, oh, look at that idiot.
No, and actually it was all part of the charm of the thing, wasn't it?
Mm. Oh, no, and that was it. Whenever there was a freeze, like when I at one point, I had to look at my cards, but you just felt the love from everyone, and, you know, yourself and Kath are just egging everyone on. It was great. It was such a friendly atmosphere. When I arrived about an hour early and just paced up and down outside. I was too scared to go in. And, no, when I went in, I initially thought, oh, what am I doing? But no, it was wonderful. It was so much fun.
Dana, would, and you can say no to this.
Yeah.
Would you be up for a little suggestion from me?
Of course, no, please.
I want to hear more of you. There were a few bits in there. I thought it was brilliant what you did, right? But there were a few bits where you sort of revealed a little bit more about yourself than in some of the other bits. And that, for me, was when you kind of, you started glowing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there were a few more things. There were things that I... Like, there was some stuff, like the Croydon stuff. I hadn't planned at all. That just came out. You know, I am from Croydon and those stories. None of that was planned. None of that, you know, and I had other stuff. I suppose is about me and that I was going to go into and never got around to. So no, definitely, yeah, that's what I need.
But
to
that
do.
Is that I hope you take that as just like a sort of a suggestion. You don't have to follow it at all.
Oh, no,
do,
yeah,
you know, whatever you want.
And
no.
That's not as being nosy, but you know, that's an interesting part of who you are. And I think people, you know, especially in an atmosphere like ours, they want to support you. They want to know you.
Yeah.
So if you'll be willing to give a little bit more of yourself, I think that you'll find that you get something back from the audience.
But I loved it, and I thought it was brilliant.
I lost you.
You've done that. It's a very act. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, just the very act of getting up on the stage and holding a microphone and talking and stuff like that is a brave, brave thing to do. And you played an absolute blinder. I'm looking forward to seeing you do it again in February.
Oh, no, it was great. And going home, I was on such a hot... I haven't been like that since I appeared naked on the cover of Diva magazine with 60 lesbians about 10 years ago. I went on such a high. It was amazing.
Now there's a story.
There's a story. Dana, listen, we're going to let you go. We'll get that next time. Thank you very much, Dana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to turn this machine off and then on again.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Now, here's the thing. Before the show, we tested the equipment. It was working perfectly.
It was.
The show starts. The equipment gets a little bit glitchy.
You've forgotten something.
Yeah.
The show starts... Paranormal investigators start doing their thing upstairs.
It's almost as if we want the signal to drop at 11 so we can say we tried to do a show, we still get paid, but then we can get pissed. It's almost as if...
We would never do that.
No! Never! This is Ian Lee, this is Talk Radio. We are coming live from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, the most haunted pub in Britain. Catherine is here.
Yeah.
We've got Mark, we've got Dom, we've got Nick with us this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. You're welcome to join us. The booze is open until midnight. You're more than welcome to join us. After 11, Kathy's going to go upstairs and sit with the ghoulies.
And won't that be fun?
If you want to give us a call, it's a new... Phone number 03-44-499-1000. It's cheaper. We still call you back. Let's go to Mike in Texas. This is going to work, isn't it? Bloody hell. We can't even get calls in Britain to work. Mike's in Texas. Evening, Mike.
Hey, I'm calling on the new number, too.
That's fantastic. It sounds like there's a six-second delay. Is that right?
There might be. I mean, heck, we're halfway across the...
It's only 4 seconds.
World.
Mike, I am going to ask you what you've called... Shut up. I am going to ask you what you've called in for. You are then going to tell me, and when you have finished, you'll say Roger. Roger?
Roger? All right, I'm calling...
Roger.
I'm calling about the spookiest thing on this Halloween... And that is, Donald Trump is going to become the next president of the United States. Roger.
That sounds very spooky. Do you know what? I think there's a strong chance that he might become the president of the United States, and that's going to start World War III. Roger?
Yeah, you might be right. Roger.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, what's Halloween like in Texas, Roger?
Mike?
Well, right now it's 5:30. It's beer o'clock in the morning. And that's about it. Roger?
I thought Texas is spooky. Is Texas a particularly spooky place to hang out? Is there lots of spooky goings on, Roger?
No, not necessarily. It's just, you know, just a bunch of guys with guns and, you know, good old boys. Roger.
Thanks for calling, Roger. Roger. That was an unworkable delay. We're having delays from people in London, in this country. Texas, it was a 4-second delay.
It was. And don't you think Roger sounds so much more Roger?
Roger.
In America.
But that was quite spooky, though. Mm. People running around with guns and stuff. If I was in America, I'd have some wicked guns. I really would. And I'm not pro-gun crime or pro-guns. Mm. But if I was in America, I would have... I'd be packing heat all the time.
You can go to the supermarket and get heat.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have... I'd have the holsters that the detectives wear in the films that are under your shirt jacket, under your jacket, so that if you were to stand up in the heat and push back your jacket like that, you'd see holster there, mm-hmm. holster there.
Yeah.
I'd have sock holster as well.
Yeah.
And then in the boot of the car, the trunk, I'd have a shotgun.
Okay. I'm going to stay old school. I'll just keep my nunchucks like normal.
The thing is... Well, nunchucks ain't going to do nothing against...
Let's see, my nunchucks.
So, yeah, we'll see.
That's going to be out of your hand before you could fire it.
0344-499-1000. Yes, G!
Hip, and thrice hip.
Thank you for the hips, G. What you got for us?
Well, what I've actually got is Periscope's crashed.
Yeah, I've turned it off. Next.
Oh, you turned it off. Oh, well done. We were hoping to see some spooky crap going on.
Right, but why have you just called in to tell me that Periscope has crashed?
Well, no. What I
actually... I'm a bit busy doing a radio show right now, if I'm honest.
Well, do you know what? I really don't care about your radio show. What I care about is, Performance Ring last night was one of the most amazing things that I've ever been involved in and watched, and a lot of people actually agree.
Oh, it's G. I've just realised who you are. For those who were there, you would have seen G dressed up in a dragon. Is it a dragon or a crocodile onesie? I can't remember.
The dinosaur onesie.
Reciting poetry over Skype. Did you enjoy it, G?
Oh, I did. I just wanted really to say thank you for allowing me to perform, to recite my poetry, and thanks to the whole of your, I want to say fan base, but I know that you get a little bit antsy when people, you know, go
late night losers
fan base thing. Yeah, the whole late night losers club. I just want to say thanks for all the positive feedback that I got. And hopefully the next two will continue to be the next 22 and it can turn into something
that's
going to be quite an amazing thing. Because I know you've got...
He's thinking 22 ahead already.
Oh, yeah. Damn right. You don't think this could be a thing?
Let's see how we got. We got the one on. Hang on a second, Jim. We got the one on December the 11th. Which, if you're an actor and you want to get involved, we still need some places. We've still got some places. Ian@ianlee.com, and then we got the one in February the 26th. I guess we just need to see if there are enough acts to keep it going. Really, you know. Hopefully there will be, but we'll see.
Well, you managed to fill the first one with extras.
Yeah.
So.
Bonus.
You know, are we looking for something for the future of talk radio? Is this going to be a major thing? Are we going to get, I don't know, maybe awards? You know, like the NTAs? Are we going to have the TRAs, the talk radio awards?
I can answer that question with a very simple no, G. But thank you very much indeed. Listen, I'm glad you took part. Thanks very much. It was a joy to hear your words. Thank you, man. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Kyle.
Hello, first time listener, long time caller.
Thank you, Kyle. There is a big delay, so if you start a sentence, you just plough on with it.
I'll do my best. I was going to say...
What you got for us, boss?
How have you got this gig?
Sorry?
Why is it not Howard?
Well, because Howard, of course, Howard Hughes, who does The Unexplained on a Sunday night, he's probably got... I think his weeks are a little bit busier than mine. That's how come we got it. And, you know, Carl, a year ago, I didn't believe in ghosts. I thought it was all nonsense.
Okay.
And then about 6 months ago, just something has kind of shifted a little bit. And I'm starting to think, well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, there might be something going on. You never know. And so that's why I'm kind of opening up my eyes to the mysteries and the wonders that could be taking place in the universe.
Are you opening
yourself?
And this
place is pretty spooky.
Are you opening yourself up, allowing yourself to be entered? Is that...
Kyle.
Sorry.
Naughty Kyle. But we'll see, you know, and Sean has been kind enough to let us come and do the show. We're literally sat in a corner of the pub. I'll try and get Periscope up again in a bit, but I realise we are hogging all of their internet. And also, you know, there may be forces at work that don't want us to be broadcasting from here. There may be forces going on that are that are prohibiting us from using all of the equipment that we have with us. We just don't know, Kyle.
So why are you sending Catherine up to that Crystal Maze-like room, and why are you not doing it? Are you bottling it?
Well, no, I would no. I would go upstairs. I am the only person that knows how to work the very, very complicated broadcasting equipment. I'm not chicken. Thank you, Sean. No. It is a very complicated system we've got here that allows us to broadcast back across the country. So that's why I'm staying down here.
Okay, I believe you.
Thanks for calling, Kyle. Bye. I like how Ed types on my screen. It's signal's breaking up. Like I can do anything about it. What do you want me to do? Hit the bloody thing? We are spending the evening here in this haunted pub in Macclesfield. If you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000. Oh, it's a new telephone number, guys. Who'd have thunk it? It turns out the bosses at Talk Radio have actually been listening to what you've said. And, we've got a cheaper phone number. We'll still call you back. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It was a very long drive up here today, Catherine.
It was
over three hours of... you're quite annoying in a car.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. What did we argue about today? Share?
We argued about share. Mm. We had literally a 45-minute argument as to whether... I was right, of course, as to whether in Believe she's using a vocoder or auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is... Auto-tune.
That's what I said.
It's auto-tune, you prunes. Of course, it's auto-tune. It was the first time I'd become aware of auto-tune, you see. And you argued with vocoder. 45 minutes we were arguing in the car about
that. Well, I don't give up.
Well, no, but you were completely wrong.
Well, it turns out Wikipedia is on your side, but,
Thank you very much, indeed.
When has that been, you know, vindication?
We didn't play a game of Madame or Saddam.
No.
We didn't play that. Which is a fun game we like to play.
An inappropriate game we like to play.
Like to play in the car. We listen to a lot of...
S47.
What?
S47.
we listen to a lot of S Club 7. No, we couldn't. I couldn't put my iPod on because we had to charge up my phone on the blooming thing, you see. So that was a little bit rubbish.
We listened to a lot of radio stations.
We listened
didn't
to a lot of. Here's the thing, right? I can't work the DAB.
That's another thing we argued about.
In my car.
Maybe get the instruction book out.
But even these, I did because. In other, on other DABs, you just go through all the stations. You pick up all the stations. But this one, you have to log in, you have to locate a transmitter, mm-hmm. and you can flick between
groups of digital
ensemblers.
Oui.
They were called ensemblers. So you'd get like a London transmitter, then you'd get Bedsards and Bugs transmitter, then you get Northampton transmitter, then you get Birmingham and the West Midlands transmitter.
And with every transmitter, he was getting more and more irate.
Well, because we were basically going through a list of places that I've been fired from. That is.
Didn't they sound great?
That's kind of everyone been fired from there. Yep, been fired from there. Oh, he fired me. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. Quite a lot. It was a very bitter journey.
I loved it.
Yeah, well, okay. I did find that journey. How are you getting home tomorrow?
What you
should probably check the train timetables while I speak to David.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, David. We're going to employ the same technique we use with the American. When I finish a sentence, I'm going to say Roger. Roger?
Roger. Is that right?
No. No!
Roger.
Look, I'm a little
get involved. We're operating on a time delay,
all
Catherine.
All right, Roger, don't have a go at me, Roger.
Catherine, we are operating on a time delay. Please don't bring a third voice into an already stressful conversation.
Roger.
I'm just sat in the corner of a pub shouting, and this was the reason I stopped drinking. Because 12 and a half years ago, this was my life, David. Except I wasn't surrounded by people. Then I was just on my own, surrounded by all kinds of empty bottles. Anyway, David, what have you got for us, Roger?
Right, there's a few strange things going on at the moment, and I also want to tell you briefly about something that happened to me when I was 15, 16 years old. But first thing that I'm a bit concerned about was I was watching Periscope just before you switched it off. Now, there is a silver pump behind the bar. I think it might be Carling, actually. And
I can see the silver Carling
bar.
Pump, yes.
Yeah. Now, that handle actually came down just slightly, and then what looked like some kind of mist. Now, I don't, because I know that one of the members of staff at the pub had a cigarette in his hand, and I think he went outside to smoke it. But it looked like this was some kind of smoke directly behind that particular pump. And then obviously, the oil started ongoing. All right, so I just thought I'd make you aware of that.
Dom, I'm going to ask you, hang on a second, we've got Dom here, who's an independent witness. Dom, I'm going to ask you, could you step behind the bar and just look around that Carling pump, that one there. If you go, you can squeeze past Mark. There we go. If you can just look around that Carling pump, and David spotted something kind of going on. Is there anything there that looks like it could generate smoke or anything like that? Cobwebs, but there's no way that Carling pump could have moved or could have generated any smoke or anything. It's looking solid, David.
I think what needs to be done is the spirit obviously wants to show itself, but there's a lot of lighting on in the pub at the moment. So I think if the lights were dimmed a little bit, and obviously
shut
Periscope
up. We're not
is
turning
then
the lights off
on.
In here, you...
Well, just slightly, get some candles on, because it wants to be seen.
Oh.
It's opportunity to be to be seen and heard across the nation. All right, so it's really important that we respect the spirit.
We're not turning the lights off and lighting candles. Are you nuts?
Well, look, it's
That's
Halloween.
That's just asking for trouble.
You know, it's all about the proper connection to the spiritual world. Now, they want to speak to you, and it's always about respecting them. Okay, so just very quickly.
Do you have the gift, David?
I don't know, but there's been a couple of things. I think people always say to me, do you believe in spirits? And for me, I saw a spirit when I was about 15. I'm, 37 now? Now, back in Grimsby, I was cycling through a country park estate. And funny enough, I've just been Halloweening.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. I'm not going to do it within that time. What's coming up the news?
Yes! Yes, oh,
well,
Roger.
Well, I'm not going to do it within 20 seconds, Ian. Can you stop trying to rush me, please?
What? You want to come back after the news?
I'll come after the news. This is really important. I'll tell the nation.
Bloody hell! Is it going to end up with a cop joke?
No, this is true. This has affected me all these years.
Okay, then, David. Shut up. Stay there. We'll come back to you after the news. Roger, don't speak.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip. Talk radio.
We'll get the rest of David's thrilling story after the news at 11. Also, we're going to send Catherine upstairs to the spooky part of the pub. And we went up there earlier on, and it's actually quite creepy. If you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's a very spooky special. This is Ian Lee for Talk Radio with a new phone number, 0344 499 1000. We are broadcasting from Macclesfield. Now, we're having a few technical issues with the machine that we didn't have. We've never had before. This machine works all around the world perfectly. It's the same one we use when we broadcast from Sophie's house in Edinburgh. But Talk Sport use it to broadcast literally from all around the world. It's a top of the range, for those who know their geeky stuff, a top of the range Comrex portable system. And tonight is the first night that anyone has ever had any problems using it. The signal keeps dropping. We keep getting echo on the line. There is a delay, which is very unusual for this. This has got problems in it that instantly should counter any delay. Basically, this is top of the range equipment that is not working very well for the first time in its broadcasting career. We are broadcasting from what's this? I can't remember.
The Bait Hall.
Thank you. The Bait Hall in Macclesfield. And it is Britain's most haunted boozer.
14 spirits.
14 spirits.
Not including the ones in the optics.
Thank you, Catherine. And it's the first time this equipment has ever started to go a little bit wrong.
So what conclusion are you going to leap to?
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, do you not think, though, it's unusual? This stuff, literally, they broadcast from the back of cars and vans, it works, and it's not working here.
I've watched quite a lot of horror movies and Most Haunted, and I know that not all of them are documentaries.
Yes.
But there do seem to be a lot of technical difficulties where there is spooky involvement. So, I mean, I think it's a fair conclusion to leap to.
You're going to go upstairs in a bit. I know that there are some paranormal paramilitaries here.
Yes. Serious business.
There are.
Serious business.
There are. Well, I'm going to whisper. Yeah. Ed, can they still hear us if we whisper?
Yes.
Thank you. There are some, like, ghost hunters here.
Yes.
And they're all dressed up in this really weird paramilitary style gear. They've got like combat boots and combat trousers on, black sweatshirts with logos on, and they're a little bit annoyed because we're being quite loud.
So, masking the shrieking from upstairs, clearly.
Yeah. So what we're going to do in a bit, you're going to go upstairs with Sean, the landlord, who's very kindly invited us here. We've met his family, and wasn't his little girl delightful? The one that plays hide and seek
With Billy the Boy Ghost.
And she was delightful. 4 in December. What a sweetheart. She may be the reason the equipment's not working. she kept playing with it. Now I remember. I kept going, no, my darling, don't. No, no, don't. No, no, no. Leave that up. Ah, it doesn't matter. but she was adorable. And so you're going to go up with Sean in a bit. We're going to have you on speakerphone. Hopefully it'll work and we'll be able to hear you. You're going to have to keep it close to your mouths and speak loudly.
Okay, and Ed, I would suggest that during that time you keep your finger very close to the dump button.
Standing
She'll
by.
Be keeping... her body will be close to the dump button. but Before that, we were listening to David's spooky, if somewhat dull,
an improbable story, yes.
Yes. David?
Back to you.
That's very cheeky, Roger, saying...
No, don't you only say Roger at the end of the sentence when you finish. You only say Roger when you finish speaking, otherwise it gets confusing.
Unless your name is Roger.
Okay, no, it's not Roger. Right, okay, I was just saying, right, I was about 15, and it was around Halloween time, and I'd just been Halloweening. Now, I remember cycling through this park. It was like a country park on the coast in Cleethorpes, Grimsby area. And I was halfway along this very
dark. By the way, David, if I can just interrupt. If this ends with a very weak punch, what part of the country are you in?
Hertfordshire, in Watford.
Okay.
Quite close to
Barry. I know it very well. If this ends with a very weak punchline, I'm going to jump in my car. I'm going to drive the 3.5 hours to Watford, and I'm going to punch you in the nose. Okay?
Okay. Thanks for that.
Okay.
It's not really much of an encouragement, is it, to get people to ring up when you start threatening people over the year?
I will happily, as you know, I will be punching a listener before Christmas, so I'm happy to get some training in if I have to. Thank you, David. Roger.
Brilliant. Okay. I was just saying. Right, so I was cycling through this country park estate. It was about 8-9 o'clock at night. It was very dark, and I was listening to Queen on the old Sony Walkmans. Now, the tape had run to the very end, so I stopped my bike, and on my left, it was just all fields. Then on my right, you had a ditch, and just over the ditch, there was a golf course. And I was just about to cross this little bridge. The tape finished. I sat there. I changed the tape over. And I don't know what it was, but I looked to my right, and there in this ditch was this young girl, 13, 14 years old, and it was a spirit. It was a ghost. And she was just staring at me, and I was so scared. Now, you know, when you live somewhere like that, you don't get scared of the woods, you're surrounded by countryside, so I wasn't thinking that there was other things out there. It's something that has lived with me for nearly all of my life. And
what?
I know
what, as you saw a girl in a ditch?
There was a young teenage girl, and it was a spirit standing in the ditch just looking at me.
How do you know?
Because I saw it with my own eyes. You know, this wasn't just...
It was a spirit.
It was just pure white. It was as if, like, there was all lights on this person. Well, you never know. So for me, I know that there is other things out there. And there's been other things as well, such as,
Is this story going to be as exciting as the one about the girl in the ditch?
Now I'm just giving you another experience of things that I go through. Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you quickly. Can Google this, and it happens to quite a few people, actually, where you're walking down the same entity.
Tell really dry stories. How do you know that was a ghost?
Because, it was a ditch. It was in the middle of nowhere. There was nobody else around me. It wasn't a human being. It was this bright white girl in a very long dress.
What did you say to her?
Well, nothing. I was so scared that I just rode off back home. And it really did. It's something.
What Queen album were you listening to?
It was a black album. It was just a Bohemian Rhapsody on. No, not that one. No. I can't remember, but. And then the other thing I've noticed is when I'm walking down the street, what?
No.
Roger?
No.
What?
No.
No what? Ian, you need to be a little bit more open-minded with other things that are going on.
I am open-minded. I've driven for 3.5 hours to come to a haunted pub in Macclesfield. That's quite open-minded. Right.
Not really, because there's things going on. Now, I saw what I saw on that periscope, and when it's working again, I'm going to hopefully go backwards and see what happened behind that bar. But all I just want to say to you is sometimes when I'm going underneath streetlights...
I can't believe we kept you on over the news to tell me that you saw a girl dressed in white in a ditch.
Well, I'm not being funny, but, you know, you're very lucky that you get the amount of calls that you do, and I think it's now going to improve now you've got this new 0344 number. Some presenters
we get so many calls, we have to turn callers away, and maybe, well, you know, we need to reintroduce that.
So basically street lights flicker when I go underneath them. All right,
thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye. Good night. Cut him off.
Magic David.
I cannot believe 15 minutes of radio time for that.
Do street lights flicker when you go underneath it, or is he blinking?
Oh, man alive. We do have a new phone number, 0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Struth, that was...
some time.
That was the most unspooky story I think I've ever
heard. What was with the
detail
about the Queen tape? It was completely irrelevant.
I don't know. I didn't even know what Queen album it was that he was listening to. He saw a girl in white in a ditch.
And it's to age her, even though she was just a bright light. But then again, you and I have never seen Spirit, so how would we know?
When you go upstairs,
we've
got this Zoom H6 digital recorder that you're going to take up with you.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have that recording, and that's absolutely fine. Sean's going to take you up there in a bit. I think he's up there with the TV crew. TV's more important than radio. That's a fact.
I think I'd rather go up there on my own. Just because he puts the spooks up my...
You nearly said puts the willies up. And then you realised that is actually indecent.
And inappropriate.
If you've ever seen a girl in a ditch, call me now. 03444991000. He does spin a good yarn.
Yeah,
he knows
does.
How to tell a story.
Yeah, so I don't need that, but okay.
So you're going to go up with him. You're going to take the recording. You're going to have the recording in one hand. You're going to have your phone, speakerphone, close to your mouth. It may or may not work, the speakerphone bit, and if it doesn't, well, then that's fine. I'll take over broadcasting.
Am I going to know when it's time for me to come down again?
Well, you just got up there for 5 minutes. You go up there with Sean. He'll talk to you for a few minutes, give you a little tour. Don't forget. Then you can just sit up there for 5 minutes. I noticed there was a spooky stool, and you can see how long you last with the lights off.
All right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you happy to do that on your own?
Well, I mean, happy is a stretch.
Okey-dokey. I would do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would do it, but I've got to drive the desk. Got to use this important piece of equipment here. 0344 499-1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Thank you very much indeed, dear listener. You're joining us from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, the most haunted pub in Britain. You can watch us on Periscope. Some spooky stuff is happening. The top-of-the-range Comrex system that we're using to broadcast, it is designed to be operated in the harshest of circumstances. You can use it connected to 4G. You can use it from the back of a van. We've got it plugged in to the internet here, and there is some. It was working before that we started. Now they're upstairs. All the paranormal investigators are upstairs. This thing keeps dropping out. So if it drops out, I do apologise. We are in the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. A, it's a haunted boozer. B, it's a beautiful old-fashioned boozer as well, the likes of which you don't really get too often. It's open until midnight tonight, so if you want to come down, you can. We're joined by Nick. Nick, you're pointing at me, which is always good. You don't normally go to this pub. This is the first time you've been to this pub, isn't it?
It's the very first time I've been to this pub, yes.
Okie dokie. But you were telling me that you... have the gift, is that the correct term?
I'm not sure the gift is the correct word. I would say I have an ability or a sense, what's the word, sense, to feel or see certain things at certain times.
Can you give us an example of something that you've sensed
okay.
or seen?
Okay, let's go back a few years. Yeah. We were in a cottage in North Wales on the Clwyd Peninsula, and we we stayed in the cottage.
Yeah.
I was staying in the master bedroom, and I would see every night an old lady dressed in Welsh costume.
I don't know what Welsh costume is.
Well, the frilly neck and And this didn't happen the first night. It happened the second, third, fourth, and every night I stayed in the master bedroom. So I thought, this is a bit unusual.
It's a little bit
spooky. Yes. I put the lights on, and but it happened every single night. Then I realised, obviously, it's the previous owner of the cottage.
Right. And did she make a noise? Did she say anything or moan?
No, nothing. Oh. Just appeared right as you're semi-conscious. She appeared above my bed.
Yeah.
It would freak you out a tad, and
Welsh
it did, yes. Yeah. In the end, I realised it was a woman trying to communicate with me.
What do you think she was trying to communicate? Get out of my bed.
I would say no.
Get out of my bed now. Get out of my bed, Nick.
She was trying to say to me,
budge up.
No. No.
Budge up.
She's about 85 years old.
Okay, right.
Okay. Anyway, I think the message was...
there's a slight echo on the line. What I'm going to do to make the echo... No, don't you worry about that. What I can do to get rid of the echo is, if I unplug that, you should still be able... Can you hear... Oh, hang on a second. I've unplugged the wrong thing. Don't worry. See, this is it. This shouldn't be happening. Let's try that.
I can't hear you.
Brilliant. But we can hear you, and that's great. So you won't get the echo. Yes. So go on. You carry on.
Okay, so... I realised my subconscious told me this woman was trying to acknowledge me, and she realised I could see her, and all she wanted to know or hear was, I hear you lived here in a previous life, I respect that, and please let myself and my beautiful Labrador, she had at the time...
You didn't mention the dog.
Yes, my Labrador.
Could you see the dog?
My Labrador was there.
Oh, your Labrador?
Yeah, my
sorry, I thought she was sending you. I'm so sorry. No, go on, right, okay, yeah.
Anyway, please let us stay here. So the point I'm making is, every time I open that cottage door in the most remote part of Wales, and the most spiritual part, I should say, the Grim Peninsula, I had to say, hi, I am here with Harvey, my Labrador. Please let us stay here for so many nights, and I will stay in the spare room. And ever since that day I said those words, I never saw her. All she wanted was acknowledgement that I could respected her, and it's a true story, and it sounds crazy. But
no, it's given me goosebumps. Did the dog Harvey? Did you say the dog was called?
Yes, Harvey.
The Labrador? Did he react? Because we're told that the animals are hypersensitive to this.
Yes, and they are.
Yeah,
but no point that Harvey has reacted in Henley on Thames, previous old pubs.
Yeah,
which I can tell you about in a short while, but not in the cottage. However,
flipping it,
going into the spare room, this happened about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I was winter's night. Woke up about 3 a.m. I could feel a sixth sense, and it was a family of four, all dressed in black, two adults and two children, standing above the bed. Again, would freak most people out. Did scare me.
A family of four standing above the bed. That would be terrified.
But they weren't harmful. They were not there. They're just there.
But so when you wake up and you suddenly see there's a family of four at the end of it, because I've never seen anything. Okay. Do you not go, flipping heck? Well, don't kill me, please.
Yes, I do. And I throw the pillow.
I threw a pillow at them.
So I threw two pillows. What makes me acknowledge it wasn't just a dream, it was I saw the pillows on the floor in the morning. I saw the pillows on the floor.
So you throw the pillows?
I had thrown them.
Have that?
I knew.
Did you shout something at them?
Yes.
Have that pillow!
No, just...
Here's another pillow!
Okay. No. I just threw two pillows. I was startled, as you would be.
Yeah.
And I thought, was it a dream? I woke up in the morning and saw my pillows all over the floor.
How did you get back to sleep without pillows?
Very difficultly.
Yeah.
But not easily.
I'm a four-pillow man.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
It's bad for your back and neck.
It is.
But I need the four pillows. I need the... Do you have problems with your nose?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
Yes, very sinus. Hey, welcome.
Me too. And I need the pillows for the elevation to stop me potentially dying in my sleep.
That's right, yeah.
Do you find this a burden, seeing these things?
No, I haven't seen anything for 2 years apart from... I was just come back from Tampa Bay in Clearwater in Florida.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I was the very last night I was there, which is 8-9 days ago.
Yeah,
I was pretty tired, but we have to have the dogs at the house in Clearwater, and
this is a different dog.
America insisted on sleeping next to my bed every night. Couldn't get it, even opened the slide door to get in my room every night.
What?
Anyway, I thought nothing of it. The very final night, true story, this only happened about 10 days ago. It's Halloween. I'm walking the dogs in the evening for their evening walk around the American houses. All the pumpkins around, all the Halloween fevers there, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go to sleep. I've been there for 10 days, final night, and then I see I'm falling asleep. I feel I feel something around me. I'm
around
lying
your...
now.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I don't know what happened there. Something happened. Go on, Nick.
Okay. So, I feel a sense of being around my bedroom.
Yeah.
And the dog didn't react again. Anyway, I was in semi-conscious mode, if that makes sense, when you're just falling asleep. So, I look up, and what do I see? If anyone knows the rock group Kiss, which I've got a DJ next to
me
here right now.
You didn't see Kiss there.
Yes, you know the guy with the white face and the stripe?
Yes.
I've got to say what I see. Pardon the pun. Yes, thank you, yes. And, yes, sure enough, he was about... 5.5 foot tall,
Nick,
long block.
You didn't see Gene Simmons from Kiss as a spirit.
No, he wasn't him. Wasn't him.
That didn't happen.
No, he was a look. What I thought, so I've just spoken to someone who knows a bit about this.
Yeah.
It was someone, a spirit trying, because it's Halloween,
with a sense
of humour, and I absolutely freaked the pillows. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, Nick, yeah. Listen, thank you. I'm going to ask you to give that back to Catherine now, because we're going to take some calls. Thank you very much for that. Let me just plug you back in there. Thank you for that, Nick. 0344 499 1000. Susan's on the line. Evening, Susan.
Oh, hello, yeah. This happened in 1970 when I was 11 years old. I used to live in East London.
Oh, yeah, go on. Walthamstow,
right? They were brand new... brand new council flats that my mum and dad had. I was only 16 months when we first moved in there. Anyway, time passed. When I was 11, there was this woman dressed in black. Looking at it now, it's like a nun's dress with the white sash around her waist. But she had long, dark hair, and she was solid as you and me.
Yeah.
Now, the thing was, I actually touched the material of this entity. And also, she said, "Do you know who I am?" Now, I was, as I say, a young child, but the strange thing was, at the time of this experience, obviously it was early hours of the morning, I wasn't afraid. It hit me afterwards. I couldn't sleep in that room without having lights on. I had to have the lights on in the hallway for years while I was living in those flats. And But the strange thing was, with this ghost thing I saw, I can't give you the exact weeks, but it was a good few weeks after my experience. My mum used to meet me from school, and I had my uniform on. We went to a Sainsbury's near Walthamstow Market. Anyway, she was buying things for our tea, right, in the evening, and I just turned round, and there was a woman... had a black coat on. It was a 70s style coat. She had long dark hair. There was other people in the shop buying shopping. They didn't seem to notice this woman. She was laughing at me, really laughing at me.
Oh.
And I turned round very quick. I was very frightened, actually, and I held on to my mum. And as I say, I've never ever forgotten this experience. She tried, when in my upstairs room in the bedroom, she sat on the end of my bed. She tried to get close to me, but she was being pulled back by an unseen force. I couldn't see anyone else, and it went into nothing. I mean, now, I've never ever forgotten that.
Susan, let me play.
Yeah.
Susan, let me play the part of the skeptic for the moment, right? How do you know you weren't just asleep and you weren't just having a dream?
The thing is, it's hard for people to understand this, okay? My mum and dad found it difficult, but she was solid as you and me. It wasn't none of these, what people say, these thin things in air and that. She was a solid woman in my bedroom. Yeah. And as I say, I went to a church school, a Catholic school, when I was 11. But as I say, that's why I thought it could have been a nun, but she never had the headdress on. She had long, dark hair. It's very old round that part of Walthamstow. Whether there was something there, there was other old...
Well, everywhere is quite old, really, when you think about it, isn't it?
But it's one of these things, as I say, what would be good... I've always thought of this, if it could be acted out by somebody who's good at acting and that, because you've got to see it, because it's something I've never ever forgotten. I mean, it's just like yesterday for me. I just haven't forgotten it. And to see that woman, the woman in the shop in Sainsbury's, because someone said to me they can cling on to you, because you're sensitive, aren't you? I was a very quiet, shy child. When I was young, I had short hair. I wasn't like I am now. I was quite a shy child, you know. And
Susan, have you seen anything since then?
I had a UFO experience, and my husband has actually, but that was in later years, a lot later than this. I have had.
Yeah, like, we're not talking UFOs tonight. Specifically ghosts.
But, that's all right. Yeah, well, I have had, very occasional things in our last house and in this house. Things happen. Not every minute, but it has been strange. Nothing like that occurrence, mind you. I have had an odd thing now and again, but nothing recent. No, not like that. No,
Susan,
definitely
this
not.
Susan, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you sharing that. 0344-499. 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Dean. Evening, Dean. What you got for us?
Hello, Ian. I want to talk about telepathy.
Dean, do me a favour. If you're on speakerphone, come off speakerphone, because we're having enough troubles as it is without you being on speakerphone.
All right. Okay. Just a second. Is that better?
So hard to hold a phone these days, isn't it? Yes, it's much better. Thank you.
All right. I believe in telepathic powers, and I have telepathic experiences.
Go on.
Is that? Yes. I speak to people that I call the telepath. I believe that everyone is telepathic, and that there's some sort of conspiracy going on.
There's a conspiracy going on? And what do you mean?
I believe, or don't. I don't know.
Do it. Say it.
I believe that telepathy was hidden from me since birth, and psionic powers like telekinesis and perhaps other things.
So let me get this right. Hang on, sorry. Telepathy was hidden from you at birth, and psionic powers.
Yes.
Who's been hiding the psionic powers from you?
Everyone. Everyone on planet Earth.
How would they hide... why do you think they're hiding your psychic powers?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was a mistake to make the phone number cheaper. come on.
I don't know why they're doing it. I haven't got a clue.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
It's not very psychic, is it?
So hang on, Dean. Do you think you're psychic, and they've taken your psychic powers away from you?
To a degree, yes, but I also think everyone else is psychic as well.
And they're talking behind your back psychically?
Possibly.
What number am I thinking of?
47.
No, it was 4.
Oh. Go again.
Okay, let's go again. All right, between 1 and 10, what number am I thinking of?
Oh. I didn't get it. They said 13.
Okay, it was between 1 and 10, so it couldn't be 13. It was 2. Let's try again. What number am I thinking of?
5.
That's right.
Wow.
So you got it
right.
There you go. I wouldn't worry too much about them taking your psychic powers away from you.
No.
We only talk about boring stuff psychically anyway.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling, Dean.
Okay.
Sorry? Yes. Well, And thanks for calling, Dean. There was a double delay there. There was the delay on the line, and there was the delay in Dean's world. I think we need to speak to Denny. I think making it a cheaper phone number was perhaps actually a mistake.
I think someone's opened a portal to hell.
The higher priced phone line was certainly keeping some people, preventing some people from calling. Now we've reduced the price.
Well, don't speak too soon. The next caller may, you know, be a turn up.
Could be. You never know. Let's go. Oh, it's Vinny.
Hey, what's up?
This is going to be awkward, Vinny. We got a delay on the line, so when I say Roger, that means it's your turn to talk. Roger?
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing's up, Roger. You need to say Roger at the end of your sentence as well, Roger.
Okay, Roger.
So you finish your sentence, Roger?
Yes, I have, Roger.
Why did you call in, Roger?
Oh, I just called in to see how you are and stuff, Roger.
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Roger?
I'm okay. Doing things, this and that. You know how it is, Roger.
Yeah, I do. Sad and lonely, Roger.
Yep, just me and my hand, Roger.
Oh.
Well, that's an image, Roger.
Yeah, you know, I need it for, writing and, stuff like that, Roger.
Yeah. It's Halloween. Have you had any trick-or-treaters this evening, Roger?
Yeah, I did. Roger.
Great story,
Roger. It was a group of 10. And Roger.
And
that's it, Roger.
No, apart you finish. You said you. No, you can't say Roger and then carry on talking.
Roger. Okay, Roger.
Roger. Well, hang on a minute. What's going on upstairs, Sean? Would Kath be allowed to come and join you? Would that be all right? Would Kath be allowed to be on her telephone? So that we can listen. No. All right, Kath.
I'll take the recorder.
So, are we allowed to record it? Brilliant. Let me get this going. Vinny, just one second. Kath is going to go up with the spirit. Genuinely exciting stuff here. There we go. You're recording, Kath. Go and enjoy yourself. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Has she been promoted, Roger?
She has been promoted. Part of me is really, really jealous, actually, because I would love to. But part of me is actually really grateful that I'm downstairs, because I don't want to, I don't want to get the willies up me again. Roger.
And plus, it's quite tiring to go up and down the stairs, Roger.
It is quite tiring. That's genuinely very, very exciting. Kath has gone up. And what's great is because Kath is proper scared of all this stuff. We went to a thing at the weekend. We went to the MCM Expo. Do you know what that is, Roger?
No, I don't, Roger.
It's basically loads of people go and dress up in cosplay. Do you know what cosplay is, Roger?
No, I don't, Roger.
It's where people dress up as like cartoon characters and manga characters and video game characters, Roger.
Like Comic-Con, Roger.
Yeah, like Comic-Con, Roger.
And is it good, Roger?
It is. Guess who I went dressed up as, Roger?
Peter the Rabbit, Roger.
No, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Roger.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Scooby-Doo, especially when Scrappy-Doo came in. He ruined it, Roger.
Anyway, there was a haunted house there. You know the fairground attraction, Roger?
Yeah, have you been watching that crappy program, Celebrity Haunted Hotels, Roger?
No, I haven't, but I was halfway through telling a story, Roger.
Yeah, I got bored, Roger.
Okay, well, I've got bored of you, so I'm going to cut you off, Roger. He's gone. 0344 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Good evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio with a new phone number, 0344 499 1000. To celebrate tomorrow, we're going to do the whole show straight to air. How's about them apples? Tonight, though, we're coming from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. It's Britain's most haunted pub. Catherine was with me. She's just been nabbed. There's a paranormal team here. I think they might be doing a bit of filming for TV. I'm not sure if that's still going on. But there is a paranormal team here, and they are kind of conducting experiments. I don't really know what you'd call them, to be honest. They're doing things upstairs, and they've grabbed Kath. They've taken Kath upstairs, and we're not allowed to take the phone up there, so we can't hear her. But she is recording it, so maybe we'll get to hear a bit of it tomorrow night, hopefully. And part of me is quite envious. Because I wouldn't mind seeing a bit. It is, I mean, I've been upstairs. I'm joined by Mark and Dom, who are listeners who have come along to the pub. Dom, I've been upstairs. Have you been to this pub before? Because you live...
Oh, many times, yeah.
You
yeah.
live just down the road.
Yeah, yeah, Fondridge.
And are you aware of its haunted history?
Until it was in the paper, until it was on the radio show, then. No, not yeah. at all.
And have you seen anything?
I've not seen anything, but the way Sean, the landlord, conveys it, it makes it sound...
Yeah, go on, carry on.
It makes it sound like it's a very possibility that is there's something there.
Oh, 0344 499 1000, by the way. You can call in about spooky stuff or anything you want at all. I genuinely believe that Sean genuinely believes it.
Yeah.
He seems like a straight down the line, thoroughly decent bloke. There is, he's a brilliant storyteller.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get that there is any... I believe him. I believe that he believes it. I don't think he's lying or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm of the mind where I don't believe it at all,
yeah.
complete bullshine. However, I'm not going to poo-poo anybody else's ideas or interpretations or anything. So if they believe it...
Yeah, and this is kind of where I am. A year
yeah.
ago, I would have said, oh, he's nuts, and
yeah.
they're all making it up. And you're idiots if you believe in that stuff. But over the last few months, I've sort of softened my approach a little bit. And, I mean, I would love it to be real. I would love it to be real. It'd be awesome to think that there were ghosts and stuff. But have you been upstairs in here?
No, I haven't, no.
It is proper spooky,
yeah.
right? It is actually proper spooky. It's this really old staircase that is wonky as hell. It's all over the shop. So instantly you go up there, and we went up there in the dark, of course.
Of course.
Before the show. And the stairs are, you're all over the shop, and you can't get a steady footing. And then he took us into these three rooms, and, you know, I don't know if there's ghosts in there or not, but they're proper spooky, you know. And then he showed us one. There's a wall where there's writing on the wall. It says, help me.
Right, okay.
And he says, you know, that there were some people doing some work, and one day they went in, and that was written on the wall. Now... We have no evidence to back that up. We can't corroborate that. But Supposing he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing, just supposing, there is a ghost up there.
Yeah.
That he wants to communicate somehow. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would say, apart from the likes of Johnny Gold and Mike Mendoza and stuff, so get it on the talk radio show at 11 o'clock, between 11 and 1.
Well, let's see. Kathy's up there. If you want to call in, dear listener, you're more than welcome to. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, we are coming live from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, it's a great little boozer.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. It's been a few times.
It's a proper, nice, old-fashioned pub. I mean, it looks horrible at the moment because they've got loads of blooming Halloween bits and pieces up there. But it's a nice place. How often do you come down here, then?
Maybe once a month, once every couple of weeks. Yeah. It's local enough where I'll pop in every now and again, but it's not... I'm not a pub-going sort of guy, so I'm not out every night.
It's exciting tonight, because, as I say, we've got lots of paranormal investigators all over the place with equipment and tools and big, powerful torches.
Yeah.
Big, look at that. have you spotted anything? Yeah, anything happened? Really? Ooh. EVPs. Now, this I love a bit of EVPs. This is where they record, they set a recorder and they ask questions and you hear voices and stuff like that.
White noise sort of thing.
The white noise sort of thing. Well, Catherine's taken our recorder upstairs. So
rest in peace.
rest in peace. There was a really good documentary. Radio 4 Extra this weekend. We've been playing loads of mixes of spooky plays and also documentaries about this kind of stuff, and they had a documentary about the electronic voice phenomenon, the EVPs, and they played some of the recordings. Now I remember 0344 499 1000, by the way, you know I'm a big fan of the Unexplained magazine,
of course,
and I bought the whole lot for £3.50 off of eBay. This big pile of stuff. But I remember it must have been about 1980. Well, I'd moved out of Slough, so it would have been about 1984-85. With the Unexplained magazine, they gave away a free flexi disc of this EVP, supposed voices that had been recorded, from beyond the grave. And I remember my sister and her boyfriend had it, and I was really keen to hear it, and I said, "Oh, let me listen to the record when you've finished with it, right?" And the next day, I said, "Where's that record gone? The flexi disc?" And they went, "No, we listened to it once. It was too terrifying. We've destroyed it." I said, "What do you mean you've destroyed it?" "No, we've put it in the bin." And I went and fished it out of the bin, and it was black square, and they'd folded it in four, and I unfolded it, and I remember it vividly. It was downstairs on my mum's hi-fi system. I put it on. The house was empty. It was really dark. And I put this record on. I have never been so scared. The only time I was more scared was when I watched Threads on my own.
Yeah.
Shortly after that. It was, honestly, it was the most terrifying thing. Made worse because there were these big scratches in it where it had been folded over. But flipping heck, it was terrible. When you had a clip of people in Latvian saying, "We're burning, help us." I mean, jeez, it was awful. I hated it. But since then, I've been fascinated by the whole electronic voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to believe in this stuff, you know. And wouldn't it be amazing if, Kath goes up there and goes, "Oh, I didn't hear anything." And then tomorrow, we're going through the recording. It's just something. Do you want to come and have a... You got a minute to have a quick chat with us? Come and have a chat. Give him these headphones, Dom. That way we can hear you properly. You just want to have a go on his torch. That's what you want to do. Don't wear out the battery. What's your name, my friend?
Dave.
Dave, and who are you? What? Where are you from?
I'm from Earlham.
Okay, and are you one of the investigators?
Yes.
Are we allowed to know the name of your team?
Yeah, it's the Withenshaw Paranormal Investigation Team.
And there's quite a few of you here tonight,
yeah,
aren't there? How many have you got? Five, six here?
About six.
Six. Have you been to this pub before?
No, this was our first investigation here. We did come a couple of months back to arrange an investigation because we heard about it. So we came and had a look round, and we were shown upstairs.
shown the cellar.
Oh, there's a cellar, is there? I've seen upstairs, I've not seen the cellar.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on down there in the cellar on Saturday. We had, some of the girls were screaming.
Really?
Yeah.
What is going on? What Saturday was quite violent, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Sean's wife who had the hands around the neck?
Yeah, she got marks around
Georgie,
the neck.
Georgie, isn't it?
Yeah, Georgie, yeah.
Why? Why is it happening? What is going on here?
Well, it's a malevolent spirit called Richard. He doesn't like women at all.
Really?
And he doesn't like men.
He doesn't like women or men. Right, okay.
Right, so, like on Saturday, one of the shelves that was leaning against the wall...
Yeah.
...got pushed onto one of our investigators.
Wow.
So, I went upstairs to see what was going on because we heard them screaming.
Yeah.
And, the expert said what was going on and said the shelf, it went there. So I went up there along because a few of the others went up. Then I came back down and I thought, right, since they all come back down,
yeah,
I went up on my own to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
And I called Richard out.
How do you call a ghost out?
Just say, just come forward.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I
called him out to face me.
Yeah.
To do it. If you want to hurt somebody,
yeah,
try it with me. Nothing.
Is that advisable to be doing
it's
that?
It's not advisable, no. But
I thought you'd have to treat them with caution and with respect.
Oh, we do.
And
but when you get something like Richard,
yeah,
right, he's violent. It's like treating violence with violence.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. He never came out. He was in hiding.
Yeah.
And then three of the other lads came in. And then we had the K2 meter on the table along
What's
with
the... What's the K2 meter? It's like reading energy or something.
Yeah,
it?
As soon as anything comes near it, it lights up.
Right.
And they had the spirit box on as well.
What's a spirit box?
It's where the dead come through and talk to you.
Is that what they're up there doing now?
That they're using a digital voice recorder.
Okay, right. Okay.
It's two big differences.
Yeah.
So
I'm finding this fascinating. I'm fairly sceptical, but I'm not as sceptical as I was a year ago. About a year ago, and I said, "Oh, you're nuts." As I'm kind of getting a bit older,
yeah,
I'm starting to think, well, you know, a lot of you look and sound like a decent, grounded, oh, good goodness sakes. Get rid of that. That is unfair. That is unfair. You sound like you don't sound nuts, is what I'm trying to say. you know?
Well, if I was seeing a psychiatrist,
yeah,
they'd have probably had me committed.
Yeah, yeah.
They really would.
When you come into a place like this, can you feel it?
Yeah. It was like I just went upstairs before. I had to come out after about 10 minutes. There's one particular room I went in and I could feel pressure on my head as if it was being crushed. I had to get out and come back down, go outside, a bit of fresh air, right as rain.
And we're saying earlier on, we've got a couple of minutes before we go to the news, we're using a top-of-the-range bit of kit that can work under any conditions. We're struggling with this tonight. This thing that we're using to broadcast from the pub, it keeps dropping out, we keep having to disconnect and reconnect.
It's
energy. So what do you think might be going on? That's affecting
well, the spirits that are here are using that as energy to build themselves
so
up.
So they're feeding off
they're
of
feeding
blimey.
Off it, yeah. I mean, it's like the one of the lads who was taking pictures earlier on.
Yeah.
Drained his batteries within 5 minutes.
This is a kind of known thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's recorded that if you've got fresh batteries, that they can just go.
Yeah, even if you charge it up, got a full charge, within about 5-10 minutes, dead.
Isn't that nuts?
It is. I mean, it's like I charged up a lot of equipment once. Went up to Cumbria to an old 12th century Norman church.
Yeah.
Went up there on my own. And just got there, within half an hour, all my equipment was drained. And considering it was a 2-hour drive up there, and within half an hour, all my batteries had died.
Dave, listen, I appreciate talking to you. Are you here all night? What's the plan for you guys?
Yeah, we're still going to be here, yeah.
Okay, we're going to be here for another hour. Maybe we'll speak a little bit after midnight. If you want to give us a call, and if you want to call about, you know, what's going on here, and if you want to poo-poo the whole thing, you're more than welcome to. You know, of course you are. If you want to tell us your stories, if you just want to phone up and talk nonsense, you're more than welcome. 03, it's a new phone number, guys, as I've got it written down so I can remember it. 0344 499 1000. It's even cheaper to call us. And if you want to watch periscope.tv/Ian Lee, although that keeps cutting out and it's all over the place. Dave, nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Time. Catherine is upstairs. I bet she's absolutely terrified. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Evening, happy Halloween. This is Ian Lee. We are live in the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, which is Britain's most haunted pub. Catherine is upstairs with a team of, I don't know what, I'm going to use the lazy term, ghost hunters. We'll find out more after the news at midnight.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yesterday was kind of like the 4th of July. The way your face lit up the entire sky. Had to look away because it hurt my eyes. The way you hit me was a big surprise. Yesterday I really didn't know what to say. I wasn't making any sense, but it felt okay. Ask you if it was my birthday. This kind of thing don't happen every day. Just like a child, a little curious, a little wild. Live in the moment and you'll never go out of style. You know it's really been a while. Hey, 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 hey. I didn't think an angel would get in my way. Hey. Let me tell you, yeah. Excuse me, won't you step aside?
Yeah. Evening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, Talk Radio, coming live from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, 0344 499 1000. It's a new phone number. And this was supposed to be a bit of a laugh, right? Oh, yeah, let's go up to the most haunted pub in Britain and we'll have a laugh and we can all, you know, look at everyone a bit. Aren't they funny? You know, fruitcakes and stuff. It's getting quite scary, if I'm honest. Catherine is upstairs. She's going to kill me for sending her up there. Catherine is upstairs with the psychic or the paranormal investigation team. And I've been upstairs and it's really frightening up there, actually. It is very creepy. And I just stuck my head up the stairs and there's this horrific noise coming from there. They've got a white noise machine. So it's just putting out this white noise and they are asking it questions. Now, Kath has taken our portable little recorder up there, so hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to listen to her side of things. We've been speaking to Sean, who's the landlord of the pub. We spoke to Dave, who's a member of the investigation team. We spoke to Nick, who was a fruitcake, and we he did not see Kiss hovering above his bed. I don't know what that was about. I mean, really. But we're joined by, it's Ed, isn't it?
It is.
Ed, now you work behind the bar.
I do, yeah.
And people are watching on Periscope, but I'm going to describe it because I think it's appropriate. You're a young man, what, you're 23?
24. Yeah.
24 years old.
Very well done. Nice.
I'm good at that. And you look very young and very trendy, and I hate you for it. You even have a baseball cap on backwards. I didn't know that was a thing again.
But
we've been chatting, and you're a young, sensible bloke. You're not an old fart
like me or Sean, your boss, right?
How long have you been working here?
Well, I've been here for probably about, say, close to sort of 6-7 months or so.
Okay.
I used to work with Sean and Georgie down at their former pub before they moved to here.
Okay.
I've been away for a while and I came back and I'm rejoining them with everything that's going on.
And do you live locally?
I do, yes. Okay. I live just literally 7 minutes away in the car.
All right. It's all nonsense, this, isn't it? It's all nonsense.
That's the thing. I mean, when I first sort of came here, and I've known Sean and Georgie for years now. I've known him for well over sort of 3 years now, and they've always been people that have always said, they believe these sort of things. They come up with the stories and stuff. At their old pub, they had a couple of occasional stories, but nothing even slightly on the scale that we've currently got that's been coming out here for the past sort of, 6-7 months or so. And I was always the first person to be a skeptic and say, come on. Guys, like whenever they take a picture on a camera, I'd be like, come on, it's dust. It's got to be dust. And we've taken videos and we've had another paranormal investigation team in and a couple of things were said. And then obviously the Withenshaw guys came in and I was here on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And there was stuff that I had major question marks over my head from that I didn't before. And I've always been sort of straight up, it's dust, it's dust, it's dust.
Yeah.
And then watching the video footage and seeing the stuff that I've seen on it, I'm just kind of like, but dust doesn't quite do that.
So what have you seen then that has made you, the sceptic, go, oh, hang on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they first originally set up a load of infrared cameras, which are closed-circuit TV sort of cameras with infrared bulbs and everything on them as well, so you can see the light and everything. And dust in itself, obviously, it comes up as a white speck on the video feed that comes through. They had a bank of monitors sat in the back in our little safe room that they had. Excuse the air quotes. Most people only on Periscope will be able to see it, but unfortunately people on radio can't. They were sat there with a bank of computers, and the video feed was coming through. And there were people that were in and around the rooms, and we were watching the whole time. And as they were sort of asking questions while they were doing stuff, there were things that were coming across, and I was like, yeah, that's dust. It's moving in straight lines and stuff. And then occasionally, there were, I'd probably say anything up to sort of a dozen, if not more, occasions. There was stuff that was moving across the screen that was pulsating and moving in abnormal sort of directions that you wouldn't expect sort of to hear or see from sort of air pressure. Obviously, dust itself is weightless, as everybody sort of knows, and dust will move in sort of a straight line and it will move in case of air pressure. People are stood still and dust is moving and it's changing direction sort of 3 times in front of the camera, and it's moving in between people and behind people and around their heads. And it was something that I was kind of like, yeah, that I couldn't explain.
And you mentioned something as well about glasses on the shelf.
Yes, yeah. So obviously there's been plenty of times on the bar when a couple of things have happened that I've not been quite been like, why did that happen sort of thing. Now, I've always been, obviously most people will turn around and try and debunk it and say, well, you just didn't put the glass on the shelf very properly and stuff like that. I've always been very self-assured, and 90% of the glasses, 99% of the glasses I put on the shelves will stay there. And there's been numerous times when, say, on the shelves I'm looking at just in front of me, I will put a glass on the top shelf, put it there, push it down, make sure it's there, fine, it's not tilting or anything like that. I'll turn around, I'll stand by the opposite end of the pub, opposite end of the bar, and I'll be stood there for 5 or 10 minutes, and then suddenly it will fall off the shelf.
Have you changed the 6, 7, 8 months you've been working here? Have you changed your opinion then? Do you now think that maybe there is something going on that science cannot explain?
It's a tough question, of course, and it was something that I was a devout, come on, really?
Yeah.
You have to sit down and really try and reevaluate how you sort of your thought process is going through to be able to believe it. And I did, and I sat down, and I'm thinking, there's a couple of bits that I can't quite explain.
Yeah.
And if you can't explain it, then... Look, I'm going to sound really cliche here, like Sherlock Holmes, and say if you rule out the impossible and that's the only thing that's left, it's impossible, then it's got to be true.
I'm starting to feel a little bit freaked out by being here, to be honest. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is the majority of things that people say, even the non-believers and all the skeptics, everything that we've been in, we've taken them upstairs to go and have a look around. When you walk up there, it does not matter whether you are a 6'6", 20 stone, built like a bodybuilder, and walking up there, you feel a little bit uneasy, and you feel a little bit sort of heavy-headed and stuff when you walk up those stairs.
Yeah.
And it's something that you cannot put your finger on, other than the fact of, I feel a bit weird right now. And what is it that's causing it?
Thank you, Ed. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. What's the new number? 03444991000 is the telephone number. Kath has returned from her spooky adventure upstairs. We'll find out exactly what happened after this.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is Ian Lee, Talk Radio. 03444991000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine joins me.
Yeah.
You have been upstairs with the...
Well, halfway up.
Why? You not go all the way up? You got scared?
No, that's where we put the spirit box. They had a great big speaker.
Yeah.
And we had an amplifier. And then they'd stuck something in it.
Don't pull a face because you're corrected. Someone corrected
you. A spirit box.
It's important to get this right. Someone corrected you and you went...
So, all right,
whatever.
So anyway, yeah,
it's just
stuck
it's just
this thing
facts.
In it, and it sounded like it was scanning radios to me.
Right.
It was like lots of white noise, and then occasionally a word would come through.
Right.
And it seemed to be.
Yeah.
In response to, I mean, there was, you know, a question, then they'd wait for an answer. So.
Yeah. We've got a recording of it, which we're going to listen to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got your recording that you made when you were up there. So we're going to have a listen to that tomorrow.
That's right.
You don't look convinced.
No.
Really? Why not?
Because
you know I'm a big fan of the EVP.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm a big fan of
it. So am I. And some words did seem quite clear.
Yeah.
But not clear enough, I don't think, to be...
Well, how clear do you expect a ghost to be?
I don't believe in ghosts, so I mean, it's not going to happen, is it? But what I'm saying is... They're interpreting them in a way that was convenient to the narrative that they were pursuing.
Okay,
give
me a question and give me the answer you got.
Well, for example, it would say, they would say things like, you know, can you hear me or whatever.
Yeah. And it would say words.
And then you'd hear like, bah! And they'd say, yeah, it said, of course I can. Well, I didn't hear, of course I can.
Well, but if you, this is the thing, when you listen back.
All right. Well, we'll listen back tomorrow.
Well, we will.
Okay, and maybe it will sound clearer to you than
maybe
it did
it
to
will.
Me when I was up there.
Maybe
no, because the
will.
White noise.
Yeah.
And I must admit, and I don't know whether it was the sound that it was, you know, the sound or the fact it was an old sort of spooky part of the house where it's been shut
I
up for a long time.
I knew I should have gone up there. I'd have done it properly.
Listen, I did. I was very conscious of my own breathing, like on
yeah,
the stairs,
well,
and
you,
I could.
You are quite a noisy breather. You do
and
it with an open mouth.
And my chest did feel a little bit heavier.
You've got a very heavy chest.
But, all right, well, anyway, that's my scientific investigation concluded.
0344 499 1000.
You need to speak to the ghost hunters about what they did there.
Yeah, well, I will do. We spoke to Dave, one of the paranormal investigations.
You need to speak to Debbie, who is the medium, or there's, I think it's Marie, who's the leader of the investigation.
Oh, look, I think we're using the tables they need. They're not going to have a bloody seance, are they? Are they going to have a seance?
All right.
Genuinely, my heart sank a little bit there at the thought that they might be having a seance. We've heard some... are you having a seance over there, Dave? What's going on? You got a Ouija on? Have you got a Ouija
just
on?
Just the way he's standing.
Hey? What's going on? Why do they want the round tables that we are hogging? Oh, okay. We dance whenever we're able.
Do routines in all our scenes.
Okay. Can you give Dave the headset for a second?
Yeah.
We chat to Dave while you're upstairs. Dave, I've got to say, you've got the most impressive watch I think I've ever seen of any... Is that...
Oh, that's all right,
is that like a ghost hunting watch?
By the way. No, it's Big Dave.
look at the size of that! Flipping it, it's massive! Yeah, go on. You let me just... Where's the recorder? Hang on, let's just give you that. There we go. Let's turn this on. We're going to go... What are they doing over there?
They're moving the glass around.
Oh, come on. They're moving the glass around. There you go.
Yeah, it's like a seance with a glass.
I thought people weren't supposed to do like stuff like that.
Well, I've done it several times.
Is it not... Because we're always told, never use a Ouija board. But I used a Ouija board when I was about 14. We got one from Waddington's. Waddington's owned the trademark of Ouija, and we used to have one at school. Yeah. And nothing happened. No, I was never. I was very disappointed that no one got possessed by a demon. Nothing terrible seemed to happen. And it's the Ouija board is a bit of nonsense, isn't it?
No.
Really?
It's real. Anything can come through that board without you even realising it. The spirits can play with you.
But
I've done it on with a few others.
Go on, what happened?
Well, let's put it this way. It wasn't a nice thing.
Why? What happened?
Something evil came out of it.
Yeah.
And it attached itself to one of my friends. This was years ago.
Yeah.
And he's still been haunted by it even today.
See, now what confuses me, Dave, is I believe you believe that. I think you are 100% genuine in what you're saying, and I don't think you're lying or making any of this up at all. But I can't believe that a Ouija board, that, you know, a bit of board with some letters on, and a glass. You have a glass or you have a planchette?
A planchette.
I can't believe that your mate got possessed because of that. Maybe he was mentally ill. You know, maybe there was an underlying mental condition.
No, he wasn't mentally ill. He was about as sane as I am.
Well, again, I'm joking. But you know, how do we know that there wasn't some underlying condition somewhere? I mean, how has this thing attached itself? How does it manifest itself? How do you know that something has happened as a result of that?
Well, when he got home that night, he had a lot of stuff being thrown at him. A hell of a lot of stuff. Glass. What else? Ornaments. And he was lucky that the telly, we saw the telly move, and this is what he told me.
Yeah.
He said the telly started to move, his portable telly. And, I mean, I didn't believe that, and I thought, no chance. But looking back now, it's possible.
Yeah.
Because it's using that much energy. Because it was about, he could have lifted the telly and slung it at him. I mean, I've not seen him in a long time, but I keep in touch with him, and I've asked him, it was a couple of years ago the last time I got in touch with him, and I said, have you still got that feedback? I said, have you still got that demon with you? And he said, yeah. Even his own kids have seen it.
What does it look like?
I don't know.
What do your friends think? What do your family think that you do this? Do they think...
They think I'm puddled.
Puddled, what a beautiful phrase.
Yeah. Honestly, do you think I'm mental?
Yeah, they must do, mustn't they?
Yeah.
Do you have a job outside this, do you? You kind of exist in the normal, in inverted commas, world.
I live in a normal world as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of your time is taken up with this?
Well, there is a lot of time taken up with this. But I love it.
Yeah, oh no, exactly. I'm not knocking anyone. No. Some of my hobbies would put this to shame, you know, the nonsense I get up to. I'm not knocking it at all. Have you got like a video or a photo or one piece of solid evidence that could swing the skeptic's mind? Or is it all just, you know, these wonderful
stories?
I've got
a photo on my phone now.
Can I have a look?
Of course you can.
And this is going to prove to me...
Yeah.
The ghosts exist.
Yeah. It's a picture that I took of me, myself, me, my mother, and my sister together. Yeah. Right, just a normal family photo.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right. Beautiful picture.
Right. Something caught my eye in that picture.
Yeah.
Forget that white light that's in it. That's the living room light switched on.
Yeah.
Right. That was my dad when he was alive.
Yeah. What am I looking at here? Oh, yeah.
My dad photobombed it.
Show me the main picture. Let me see the picture in context. Let me see the picture with you and your mum.
No, because I zoomed in on the picture. And you can just see him there.
That is, yeah.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
He just wanted to be in the picture.
And he was dead when that picture was taken?
Yeah, this was only last year. My dad's been dead now 6 years. Now, if you could, like, you can see him there, with the baldy head.
Yes, right. I can see his baldy
right
head,
there.
Yeah.
Just keep that picture in your mind.
Yeah.
And look there now.
Yeah. You can definitely see a baldy head with respect to your dad.
Yeah.
Flipping heck. Why do you do this, David? Why is this important to you?
Well, what it was, when I was it was about 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
This is what my mother told me. That I used to talk to a woman that came into my bedroom. She was dressed in Victorian clothing.
Yeah.
And I said to my mum, what she told me, that she's got in Joanne's bed. My sister's bed, because we shared bedrooms then when we were younger.
Yeah.
And I don't recall any of that whatsoever. But one particular night, as I was 15, I used to sleep with bedroom curtains open. And it was a full moon, but something woke me up. There was a very bright light outside.
Yeah.
And it was a full moon, like I said. But it was brighter than that. So I got up, looked out the window, and I saw my granddad in the garden, looking up at me, smiling, in his First World War uniform. He survived the war, but he was there, just smiled, and vanished. And I never met him. He died 11 years before I was born. And when I told my mum this, described him to her, I'd never seen a ghost so white. I described him down to a T, because he had the spurs on his boots, because he used to ride the horses during the war.
Let me play skeptic. Mm-hmm. You were asleep, because I've had vivid dreams where I thought I was awake, and you'd seen pictures of him that were lodged in your memory somehow.
There's no pictures of him. No pictures of him at all. As if he never existed, because he forged his age.
Yeah.
Right? We tried to look in the archives for him during the war. Can't even get him on Ancestry. No sign of him.
Blimey.
And I've never seen any photos. That's all. Was none.
Dave,
and I was wide awake that night.
Give me the name of your organisation again that you're representing this evening.
Wethenshaw Paranormal Investigation Team.
I'm really enjoying talking to you. You can join in as well the conversation if you want, dear listener. 03 44 499 1000. we're up in Macclesfield, down in Macclesfield if you live above it, at the Bait Hall, Britain's most haunted pub. And we kind of thought we'd come for a bit of a laugh and it'll be a bit of fun and we'll get a little bit spooked out. But this is actually, I'm finding this quite uncomfortable and I'm finding this this quite unpleasant. We'll find out what Kath's up to in a bit. If you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the loop.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is, loads of you are watching on Periscope. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. You can call in. You're being shown a picture of what's going on around the corner. There's a seance taking place literally around the corner from where we are. I feel a bit... I'm joined by Mark. Mark is, is a listener to the show and he's a broadcaster himself, and we were very kindly... You had Catherine on the show, show this afternoon. What are you on?
I'm on Canalside Radio in Bollington. It's just a village outside of Macclesfield.
Thank you very much for letting us come on. It's appreciated.
Anytime, mate.
Plug all this nonsense that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you, we had Nick come and join us. So,
yes. I can only apologise about that.
Are you a believer?
I've got to say I am, you know. I have had some paranormal experience myself when I was a kid.
Did you see Kiss floating over your bed?
Sadly not.
I'm going to lose all respect for you if that's the case.
Oh, don't worry about that. No. Nothing about Kiss, nothing about rock bands. For me, it was when I was a Boy Scout. And there's a haunted place near Lancashire called Bispham Hall, which is a scout camp. And I vividly remember there was a haunted field. And everybody was taking the mic.
A haunted field.
Everybody was taking the mic. They were saying, oh, yeah, you'll see the ghost. You'll do this, you'll do that. And obviously, this was a time where the shower blocks were about usually 10 minutes away from your campsite.
Yeah.
So you had to go and have a shower, obviously, get yourself ready for the morning.
I hate those old campsites, and the shower blocks always green and full of spiders.
Oh, it was horrible, wasn't it?
Grim.
And always freezing cold as
well. Yeah, horrible.
Ooh,
yeah.
It was horrible. But I do remember, had the shower, obviously, had me tailed, walking back to the campsite, and I could just see this image of an old lady, and it was the usual image of a ghost. It was just like, you know, obviously the white sheet, everything else like that. And I just left it off in the end. But apparently, it was the lady that owned Bispham Hall, where the campsite was. And because I said to the owners at the time, I was like saying, what's going on? You know, what's this all about? Wow. And you know, like David was saying, he had the picture of his dad in that his living room. For me, it was when we changed our car this year, because my mum's got this motability scheme, and obviously I drive my mum around in her car.
You're saying you've got a haunted car?
Well, this is what I thought, because my dad drove my previous car, which was the Renault Scenic, and obviously we've now got another Renault, and I remember one of the final journeys I ever had in that previous car, the Renault Scenic, what my dad drove before he passed away, sadly, 2 years ago. There was an image of him behind me, you know, as if he was laughing, as if he was smiling,
My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and I will see him in places, you know. I'll be driving up the motorway and out the corner of my eye go, oh, that's my dad in the car. And, oh, of course it's not, he's dead. Do you know what, sometimes your mind will join lots of dots to create an image that you want to see. Because it'd be nice to see your dad again, wouldn't it?
Of course, you know, smiling in the background. Because I always, obviously, when the last couple of months, he was very seriously ill, you know.
Yeah.
So I was more or less the taxi driver for him. I was driving him around with my mum as well. And he was always in the background. He was always laughing. He was smiling, everything else like that. And maybe that is the same as what you're saying, you know. You want that image there to make you happy, to make you, you know, he's saying he's still there and everything else like that, you know. But there has been experiences where another one was in the house as well, you know, where I've seen him in the house. And again, I'm thinking, is that paranormal activity, or is that just my dad smiling down at me, just saying hello, you know, saying I'm still here, I'm still looking after you, you know, and stuff like that as well. So
thank you, Mark. We got a caller. Hello, Harry.
Sorry, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, Harry. There's a slight delay on the line, so I'm going to let you tell us what you called in for.
That's fine. No, it's just about Halloween, the kids going trick-or-treating.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
Well, as you know, I'm Jewish, so I wouldn't know.
What do you mean you wouldn't know it was fun?
Well, I suppose it is, if you're little.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just it's kiddies dressing up, which kids love to do, and knocking on the doors of willing neighbours, and they get free sweets. Beautiful. I love it. Do you have a big bucket of sweets by the door for when they come?
No, so everyone's normally in bed quite early in my house.
What? Normally in bed?
Yeah, quite early. I mean, the kids go to bed, obviously, at 6. And then my parents go to bed at 10, so if anyone really knocks on, we don't answer.
But the kids go trick-or-treating sort of between about 6, half 7.
My brothers don't go.
Sorry?
My brothers don't go.
No, but the ones that come and knock on your door.
Right. Yes, I suppose they do. I've got no problem with that, with them knocking on. Maybe I'll give them a few sweets here and there. The problem if the problem comes when you've got, like, 15-year-olds who are going around with eggs, and some of them can be a bit anti-Semitic, and then, I mean, my friend...
So you're saying that trick-or-treating...
I'm not trying to disrespect anyone, but...
No.
But, I mean,
so
my friend...
So you've got trick-or-treaters being anti-Semitic?
No, it's just they take the opportunity to be a bit wild.
But you said specifically anti-Semitic. What have they done that's anti-Semitic?
Right, so my friend was walking along in the lane, and a car comes behind him, and there's, I think it was a 17-year-old driving, and then there was, like, a bunch of 15-year-olds in the back. He got an egg chucked at him. It didn't break.
Eggs aren't anti-Semitic, are they?
Well, why should anyone be chucking at him?
Well, first of all, how did he know the age of everybody that was in the car? Secondly, what's that got to do with trick-or-treating? Thirdly, why are you making it an anti-Semitic thing? It was just thugs chucking eggs at people.
I'm not saying that it is, but, I mean, I live in Bentham, Gateshead.
Well, you were.
And there is quite a bit of anti-Semitism around. I've had it myself.
No, but we're talking specifically about trick-or-treating.
Every non-Jew for being anti-Semitic.
Right, but where's the anti-Semitism in trick-or-treating?
Well... Once everyone's nice and hyped up, I mean, for example, Guy Fawkes, I've walked to Sorter Park, I don't know if
No. You said that trick-or-treating could be anti-Semitic.
I didn't say that. I said I've got no problem with kids going trick-or-treating, but what I have got a problem with is 15-year-olds walking around being wild.
No, you said anti-Semitism. That's different from being wild.
Right, but once they're wild, then anti-Semitism comes in.
No, it doesn't. The two don't necessarily follow.
I've had wild... people spray paint.
No,
my house.
Listen, I've no, but Harry, I've been wild and I wasn't anti-Semitic. The anti-Semitism does not follow on from wild.
Right, but you might come from an upper class place, whereas these people are the low.
No, I don't. I come from a working class place. What's that? What's class got to do with it?
Well, people who act wild normally. Directed towards some people.
So people who act wild.
In my area, at least, that's how it goes.
Mate, I think you're looking. I think you're looking for anti-Semitism where there isn't any. To put it down to class or down to people acting wild is nonsense. And you did specifically link it with trick or treating.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't mean to. But I didn't mean to.
Well, you did.
All right, so I apologise.
Apology accepted. Anti-Semitism is, of course, is awful and is terrible, and I wouldn't condone that in any way. But I think it's unfair to link anti-Semitism to any particular type of class, to link it to any particular age, to link it to people being wild, and to link it to Halloween. That come on, man. There's reasons for hating Halloween, but it's not because of anti-Semitism.
So what's the reason that my friend got beat up when he walked to Saw Park on Guy Fawkes?
Well, Guy Fawkes isn't trick-or-treating. That's a different thing altogether.
Right, but I'm just saying, some people are just looking for a fire, any opportunity.
Well, some people are anti-Semitic.
Right, and normally
and
the
that's
people
bad.
Are looking for a fight at any opportunity.
How do you know it was an anti-Semitic
can
attack?
Be anti- well, because they screamed at him, you Jew.
Okay, well, that's anti-Semitism. That's terrible. That's a hate crime. Yeah, that's awful.
Right.
But
as well.
So, But that would be bad if they said you P-word to a Pakistani or an Indian, or you Muslim, or you Christian, or you got beaten up for being an atheist. Yeah, those things are terrible. Of course they are.
Of course. No, that's all that I was saying. I've got no problem with people trick-or-treating.
So you phoned up to say anti-Semitism is bad?
No.
I agree.
I phoned up to say that little kids who, I mean, I'm not much older than them. I'm 17. But
how old were the people that beat your friend up?
They were 21.
Right. So what's that got to do with little kids?
No, so I'm saying that people grow up in my sort of area and they're drug addicts or alcohol addicts. And
oh,
then they,
God, Harry.
They go wild and turn
you're
on
all,
people.
You're all over the place. You're all over the place. It's not a compliment.
I'm not taking that as a compliment.
No, you enjoy your cigarette. It's rude to smoke when you're on the phone to someone. But
it's an electric cigarette, I'm sorry.
Well, it's still rude.
Right.
So far you've blamed trick-or-treaters, you've blamed kids, you've blamed lower-class people, you've blamed people who enjoy getting wild.
Right.
And yet you've not given me any evidence to back this up. I don't quite understand what you phoned in
okay,
for.
Okay, fine. Can I move on to my next point?
Gosh, there's another one. Is it to do with anti-Semitism?
No, it's gone out to do with this.
Excellent.
Right, I was in a vape shop today, e-cig shop, and a man who
one
I know
of my favourite lines. I mean, there's an American comedian called David Cross,
right?
And he's got a new stand-up show on Netflix, and he opens with, "Hey, I wonder what all these vape shops are going to be in 6 months' time when they close down." I think it's such a great line because these places are opening everywhere, and they're always empty, apart from the one you were in today.
Right. No, so I'm a regular there, and there's a few other guys who are regulars, and we all trip in to buy some stuff. Anyway, so this guy is 42, he's been in the services. I didn't know it at the time, but he's diabetic type 1. Basically, he got a wrap from some shop nearby, and then he went into his... A wrap, a chicken wrap.
A what?
A chicken kebab.
Okay, right, a chicken kebab,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he went back to his car and got some apple pie out. And I said, boy,
was
you must be hungry.
Apple pie out of his car?
Yeah, and started
and
eating
said,
it.
You said, boy, he must be hungry?
Yeah, so he said, no, I just need some sugar in my system. And then I realised that he's diabetic. Anyway, half
are you
a
being
minute
anti-diabetic?
Later, no, really not, listen. Just listen to the story. he said, no, I need some
I hate
some
those anti-diabetics.
And then he said, half a minute later, I think I'm going to have a fit. And there were two men in the room with me. Besides, the owner had gone to a shop nearby just to buy a drink. And he'd sent another lad to buy an energy drink because he thought he was going to have a fit. Anyway,
when does this get to the interesting part?
Right now.
Okay.
He was sitting on a bar stool, and he started shaking. His hands started moving all around, as if someone had really bad, I can't remember what it's called.
Particle.
Where they shake.
Parkinson's.
Yeah, Parkinson's, that's the one. His eyes started going, he started screaming, breathing loudly. It was very scary, traumatic.
Breathing loudly.
Yeah, he was inhaling and exhaling very loudly. And
yes.
It was quite frightening for me, even though I'm a trained first aider, but I'd never had any experience of this.
God,
and he literally had a fit. He blacked out for 2.5 minutes.
At this point, you dialed 999, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Well done.
And they started asking me a whole load of questions, and I was just like, can you get the freaking ambulance here? Because this guy's out cold. I've put him in the recovery position, and he's not responsive. Just get here now. Anyway, they came, and I was very traumatic for the rest of the day. And normally I don't believe in ghosts, but suddenly when I started hearing the ghost hunter on, I started getting really freaked out.
Harry, thanks very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. We should send an email to Denny. I think it was a mistake to make the phone number cheaper to call in. We'll see if we can change that. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evening, dear listener. Last 15 minutes of the show. This is Ian Lee, Talk Radio. We're coming from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. Having a thoroughly fantastic time. Catherine has gone upstairs on her own. Catherine, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. In fact, I'm still going up the stairs. Can you hear me?
I can hear your clogs, yes. Tell us what you can see.
Not very much. I'm going up some very, very crooked stairs in the oldest part of the building, which is 500 years old, this building. And the floor, in some cases, is like on a 45-degree angle, so I'll probably sack it at some point. And it won't be through the spirits, it'll be with my clumsiness. So I'm right at the top of the stairs now, where apparently I can feel them here with my hand. There's some grooves here.
Apparently they used to hang people over the stairs. What can you see, Catherine?
I'm going to go in one of the rooms. Now, this is the room where they reckon they saw an imp.
Okay, you're in the imp.
I'm going to sit on the stool that you mentioned.
What was that noise?
Hmm?
What was that noise?
What noise?
I genuinely thought I heard a squeak.
No.
I swear to God, I thought I heard you squeak.
I don't think so.
I swear on my mum's life, I heard a squeak.
Really? What did it sound like?
Honestly, I'm not even joking. I thought I heard something. We can play the tape back.
Just a bit, right. Someone's coming up the stairs now, I think.
What's happening, Catherine?
Someone's coming up the stairs. They're peeking. Oh, I think they're just messing with the equipment. Because the paranormal investigators have been up here. So I'm sitting in the room with the peeling wallpaper where apparently someone threw a shelf at the... something threw a shelf the other night. And it's quite cold.
Did you genuinely not make a squeak?
I don't think so.
People on Twitter heard it.
Stop it.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not even joking. On my mum's life, people on Twitter, on Periscope, sorry, heard it.
Oh. Well, I don't think I did. I might have. That's what you're saying. Because who else could it be? Shall I go in the other room? It's got the scrawlings on the wall.
Yeah, go on and look in the other room.
All right.
Maybe you dropped one.
Oh, shit! Dom!
What's happening, Catherine? What can you see?
That was Dom creeping up the stairs and jumped out on me. Right.
That is out of order.
That is out of order.
That is out of
order.
Did
you leave that, Ed, or did you leave that in?
I don't know who told him to go up and do that.
Okay, so I'm in the other room, which again has got a really crooked floor.
Yeah.
And on the wall in front of me, I can just about make out the words, "Help me."
Right, Catherine, stay there for a second. Can you hear? You can hear what I'm saying, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ed is going to play the audio of the squeak that we heard. We're going to listen again, okay? Ed, play it when you're ready.
I'm going to go in one of the rooms. Now, this is the room where they...
Hang on one second. You're in the imp. There. Did you hear that?
That sounds like me.
But did you make that noise?
I might have.
You're the most unreliable. Who sent you up there? About to set my
you're
kids up there.
Chicken to come up here.
I'm not chicken, Catherine. I've got to work the computer. I've got to work the computer. Ask one of the ghosts to come out.
No.
Do it. What's the name of the ghost up there, Dave?
Richard.
Ask Richard to come out.
No, I don't want to be Richard. I don't believe in Richard.
Ask Richard to come out.
Go on, Kath.
Come on, Kath.
Summon.
All right. Richard, if you're here, can you make a noise? Someone's coming up the stairs now with a torch, so I'm getting a noise. But
Dave's coming up. Dave will look after you.
Dave's got your back.
There's two people coming up the stairs.
I don't know who the other person is. I can't vouch for them. Dave, I can vouch for the other person. You're on your own. Isn't this how the Blair Witch Project ends?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, Dave. Go on then, you call out.
Richard, can you come out, please? Can you make a loud bang? Do something. I'm calling you out. You've got balls coming up here on your tongue.
This is uncomfortable, listener.
Yeah. I imagine Catherine stood in the corner facing into the wall.
I am not. I'm right in the middle of the room.
Watch your back.
Really? Apparently there's been growling up here.
We lost you for a second.
I said apparently there's been growling up here.
What's that about a growler?
Come on, Richard. Growlers. Talk to one of us. I'm holding my hands out. I'm wide open for you now. Scratch me if you can. Do something. Are you afraid?
What was that?
You won't do it under the man here, will you? About three of us. Can you do this on the water bottles?
I feel really uncomfortable. There's
some weird noises coming.
Come on, Richard.
Come on, Richard.
Don't be a wuss.
Kath, we'll come back to you in a second. Ed, can we put Dennis on, please? Dennis is so old, it's almost like talking to the dead.
Hey, come off it.
Sorry?
A little poem about Catherine. As I was coming down the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish to God he'd stay away.
Oh, Dennis, my granddad used to say that to me.
I know, but anyway...
Beautiful, thank you.
Halloween. Lovely do with the kids. I hope your kids had a lovely Halloween.
Sadly, I missed it, but I spoke to them, and they were out trick-or-treating, and I saw the pictures, and they loved it.
Well, I was disappointed, because I've got two lovely sets of kids either side of our house. Lovely children. They all know me by Dennis. I don't make me call them Mr. Brooks. I've known them all since they were babies. And I was expecting them to come round and terrify me tonight. Just two little girls, one from each house, came round. Knocked on the door and said, Dennis, are you frightened? Poor little thing.
Oh, bless him. It's fun, Halloween. People say it's a horrible American import. I love the fact that we've got a big bucket of sweets by our front door and a load of kids come and knock on the door. I feel bad that I missed it this year because we were driving up here.
Well, I do make sure that the parents know they're coming because I'm not opening the door for 15-year-olds.
All right, Dennis, we're going to cut back to Kath because I think something's happening. Kath, what's going on up there?
I've
just been touched.
Dave thinks he's just been touched, Go on, tell us what.
Have you been touching them?
I'm on the other side of the room, so I'm not guilty.
I've been touched on the top of my head. And now it just seems to have gone quiet again. Come on, Richard. Do it again.
Is it worth trying Billy or any of the other ones? Anne?
What is Richard?
He's evil.
Is he?
He's an evil man.
Kath, there's something down here. The light is flickering down here. Kath?
Is it really?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
I can't hear her. She's gone. She's gone.
No, she's here.
You can see the light flick. I can't hear her. Can we get her back?
Hello?
Kath, can you...
Hello?
Coming in?
Well, it's a bit spooky. Don't know what exactly's gone on there. Maybe it is the ghosts. After all. Anyway, you're listening to... Well, you were listening to Ian Lee and Kath. Up in a spooky bar. Which, is a little bit too... spooky. They've just sort of disappeared. Kath's disappeared. Even Dennis has disappeared. So I'm not too sure what's going on there. Just try and get them back now. Wow, that is very spooky. It's all gone a bit crazy here. In the meantime, we've got about a minute left, so... we'll leave you with this.
The entire sky had to look away because it hurt my eyes. The way you hit me was a big surprise. Yesterday I really didn't know what to say. I wasn't making any sense, but it felt okay. Ask you if it was my birthday. This kind of thing don't happen every day. Just like a child, a little curious, a little wild, live in the moment and you'll never...
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.